It's Tuesday, May 26, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Searches of phones to find further. A test teaches about user experience. Facebook may move on cheaper labor. And what's the motivation on these breaches? This is the Business of Tech. A court in Washington State has determined that turning your phone on qualifies as searching it. The incident, a suspect in a robbery and assault case was arrested, and during the arrest, one of the police officers hit the power button on their Motorola smartphone to bring up the lock screen. Months later, the FBI also turned on the phone to take a photograph of the lock screen, and lawyers defending the suspect argued the evidence should not have been sought without a warrant. The judge agreed, determining that each of the times looking at the screens were different, and while police are allowed to conduct searches without a warrant under special circumstances, the FBI could not. So why do we care? I've talked about warrants before on the show, and this is one of those cases where existing laws do appear to have given the framework even for advanced technology. That's encouraging. From a practical perspective, I'm pleased to see this precedent. Last week, students struggled to submit AP tests that had been moved online due to file format problems. HEIC, the default on iOS devices and some newer Android phones, was not supported by the testing portal. The issue was so common that tweets and emails were shared leading up to the testing. The College Board, who runs the AP tests, are allowing test takers to submit via email going forward. Why do we care? This is one of those user experience questions, and a lesson to take into your own business. Ensure you've thought of the use cases and the way the software will be deployed, and know that your response during an incident matters. College Board took a pretty significant hit for the way they responded during this incident, and there's a lot of outrage among students about having to retake these tests. More details are coming out about big tech's push to work from home. Facebook, who's anticipating about half of their employees to work from home over the coming 5 to 10 years, is also anticipating that the move away from central offices will result in lower employee salaries. Quote, "That means if you live in a location where the cost of living is dramatically lower or the cost of labor is lower, then salaries do tend to be somewhat lower in those places," Zuckerberg said. Facebook pays on location and, quote, "will adjust salary to your location." And why do we care? Work from home could end up being a cost-cutting move for tech companies in Silicon Valley. I've maintained that you can now compete for talent anywhere, but that may only prove out to be beneficial for those located in those metro areas than hiring in cheaper areas. Facebook is certainly indicating that will be the case. They will pay less for those not in those expensive city locations. Verizon has released their 2020 Verizon Business Data Breach Investigations Report, which details that nearly 90% of security breaches are financially motivated. Outsiders account for 70% of break-ins, 55% are linked to organized crime. Espionage is only about 10% of breaches. Why do we care? Well, it's not spies, we know that. 30% of incidents not being outsiders is also important. That's still significant to think 30% involves insiders. I've also been thinking about the way this information is portrayed. With as few visible arrests of criminals, I wonder if we need to be showcasing the story of this crime more than the data when we discuss with the larger non-tech world. These incidents are often discussed with the verbiage that implies accident versus crime. A bank robbery is different from someone misplacing money or being lost because of the criminal nature. I wonder if the way we talk about it would help more. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com and your favorite podcatchers, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you like what you hear, share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience. And if you really want to get the inside track, support us on Patreon at patreon.com/mspradio. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.